Venerable religious and dear parishioners, we are called to be beggars. And especially the next 3 days. Actually, we are beggars throughout our lives. We are so weak and frail and have to call out to God and to Blessed Mother and the saints and angels over and over again for the help we need. And the next 3 days are called Rogation Days. Rogation comes from the Latin word rogare, which means to ask. And it's hard to find a more insistent topic throughout Holy Scripture than that of prayer. We are urged in so many ways and so many passages to ask, to pray, to connect with God, to adore, to worship, to thank, to atone. These are the words of Scripture that urge us on. And today's gospel is no exception to this insistent, urgent theme of prayer. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. I remember reading in St. Luke's Gospel, our Lord asking a most profound question. He says, "Think you, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Now, what does our Lord mean by that? He obviously is implying that there will come a time when there will be so little faith left, it will seem like there's none at all. Are we not witnessing that? An ever-trending, unfortunately, loss of faith. And in that very same chapter in which our Lord talks about think you shall he find faith on the earth, he also urges us to pray insistently over and over and over again. So when we look at this lack of faith in the world, and by this I would certainly include the great loss of faith that's happened since Vatican II with this new religion of Vatican II. The obvious explanation of that is there's a lack of prayer going on. There's not enough prayer. And when prayer weakens, faith weakens. Prayer is what keeps faith strong. There's obviously a lack of prayer going on. And if there's a lack of faith in our lives, it's because there's lack of prayer, a lack of connecting with God through things such as morning and night prayers and daily rosary. So there is a very clear causal connection. Pray less, faith goes down. Pray more, faith goes up. So the church wants us in these next 3 days to really emphasize prayer. We will have the Litany of the Saints chanted in procession on Tuesday. Actually, this could be done all 3 days. Our custom has been to do it on one of the 3 days. So we will at least be doing it on Tuesday, 10:30, followed by the Rogation Mass. And we're going to hear in the gospel for that Rogation Day, the emphasis on asking. Our Lord is going to give us in that gospel's analogies about knocking on the door insistently. And Why? Because you need bread. And the one whose home is being knocked on is going to say, go away. Don't bother me. Come back tomorrow. But our Lord says the man is going to keep knocking. He says, I need bread for my children, for my family. And he says the man will get up and give him bread, not because he really wants to, but because he wants to get rid of the persistent knocking. And he says that's how we should pray to God for all of our needs, spiritual and temporal. Not that God is in any way lacking or imperfect in any way, but God wants us to keep knocking. Bruise our spiritual knuckles. How bruised are your spiritual knuckles, by the way? They should be. And that's the answer for so many problems that we find unresolved in our lives. There's not enough bruised spiritual knuckles. And we mean that reverently, of course. The age-old question, why should I pray? God already knows what I need. Oh, yes, he does. But he still wants to hear you ask him. And no, you're not changing him, but you are changing yourself whenever you pray. And God already decided from all eternity to hear every prayer we would ever pray. So in that sense, we changed God, not now, but we changed him before the beginning of time, because God knows all things in an ever-present now. So yes, our prayers do make a difference, and they change us. I forget which person said this. He says the wonderful thing about prayer is that it will not change us, but it will, or rather, it will not change God, but it will finally change us to who we need to be. That's how much prayer avails. You know, we take better care of the body than we do of the soul. We feed the body. But how good are we at feeding the soul with prayer? And remember, prayer is formal and informal. Formal is the time we set aside, and every one of us needs to do this. But even during our daily occupations, we can still be speaking with God, talking with God, talking with our Blessed Mother. You're driving somewhere, or you're washing dishes, or you're tilling the garden. Your mind, why not occupy it with informal prayer when you have that opportunity? Again, it's changing you for the better. It's connecting you with God. And my dear brother, what are we going to be doing in heaven for all eternity, provided we persevere and get there? We'll be praying. We'll be communing with God. Prayer is beginning heaven on earth. We need to understand that better and better. Prayer is the beginning of heaven. It's a foretaste. Yes, it's difficult. I'm not saying, you know, we're going to have the same, you know, easy feelings and joy and all that. No. But from the aspect of faith, it is truly a foretaste of heaven. So let us renew our prayer life. That's the idea here. As we prepare for the Feast of the Ascension, renew our prayer. And how do we know that prayer works? Well, doesn't our own experience show all the times when we poured forth our prayers that our desires were granted? Especially when we ask in the name of Jesus. That's why every oration in the Missal ends with, through our Lord Jesus Christ, or through, or who liveth and reigneth in the unity of the Father, world without end. Our Lord says we need to ask in his name. And let your own past experience remind you of the power of prayer. And yes, as we go forward, we wonder, how much will I have to pray for this or that intention? Well, that will be answered in God's time and in God's way. Our part is to persevere in prayer and deepen our prayer. Get better at praying. Just to share an example of how prayer works, of the benefit of it, I was speaking to an elderly priest once, and he told me how there was a very strong Catholic faith in his family. His father, before his father married, he told his mother, who was not a Catholic, "If I can't marry you unless you convert to the Catholic faith, because that is the law of the church, and it's also just common sense. It's much more difficult when both are not of the same religion." And his father's mother, that would be his grandmother, by her devout Catholic life, converted this woman to the faith, and then she did, in fact, marry. They both had a Catholic marriage. And his father, I'm not confusing you here, had four of his sisters were religious nuns. They were religious. So you can see the fruit of a devout prayer life going on. And not only that, but as I spoke with this elderly priest, he told me that three of his brothers were priests as well. So it's four. So four of his aunts were priests. Four of his aunts were nuns. Don't get me wrong on that one. Four of his aunts were nuns. Three of his brothers were priests. I said, "What was the secret in your family?" I said, "I bet you had to pray the rosary every day." And he said, "You're absolutely right. We could never get out of praying the rosary." You see what the answer is to vocations? Solid Catholic vocations, whether to the priesthood, the religious life, married life. Parents, don't let your children get out of praying the rosary. Yes, there are times when they don't want to do it. My parents, they never let me get out of the rosary either. But I thank God, I can't thank God enough for parents who loved me enough to say, "We are going to pray." So, my dear brethren, let's be holding our spiritual tin cups out, especially the next 3 days. We need to pray, and pray much. And this will answer so many needs we have, spiritually and temporally. Will solve so many problems that otherwise will not be solved. Whatever they are, prayer, my dear brethren. Persevering, humble prayer. And don't pray for things that are not good for you. That's why our Lord told the apostles, "Hitherto you have not received because you have not asked in my name," and because the apostles were asking for things that were not really good for them. Yes, we can pray for even material things that we need, but always subject to "if it is good for my soul." And God loves you way too much to give you something that will be harmful to you in any way. So just remember that. Pray for them, but as they are in accord with the holy will of God. and your prayer will be heard. Ask it through the intercession of the name of Jesus, and also, of course, through the powerful mediation of our Holy Mother Mary. We have so much given to us. We just have to use it and always be humbly grateful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.